quite right. Lisa Testa is my next guest. We're going to be talking to her about the founding of Pixie Dots. Pixie Dots happens to be a platform to help support local businesses in her neighborhood, especially those that were affected by lockdown. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast with Refilwe. What sparked this?
Thanks. Obviously, lockdown level 4 and no one to able to go anywhere. So, like many other people, we were stuck at home without an income. And on our community WhatsApp group, she could see how people are starting up new businesses. And they only had the few people that's on each WhatsApp group to promote their product to. So the bigger local community couldn't see this. And then we just decided to start this e-mall. So very much like a normal mall where you would go and buy something from a certain shop and see a person, yes, something in this shop that I also need. The e-mall works very much on that same principle where you can grab what you want from different shops.
Okay. And why Pixie Dots, by the way? Why the name?
The name has been there all along. I cannot tell you where in my life has it started. So it's been coming a long time.
All right.
And then this year it was just like, okay, I have a use for this name now.
All right. And what kind of things I buy at Pixie Dots? Obviously, now we know they're from shop owners, I suppose, quote-unquote shop owners from the Brackenfell area. What are they selling?
More from the complete northern suburbs.
Gotcha.
At the moment, we have quite a variety of jewelry, animal products, health products. And then we are also open for advertising for anything that's legal and family friendly.
Right, because that's how you would do the revenue collection, right? Or do you charge a commission to those people who host their stores on your site? Ooh.
We charge a commission for every sale, so that's a very small commission. It starts from 2% up to 5%.
Okay. And has that been, you know, have there been a lot of sales moving? I mean, how much traffic are you getting? Have you got new visitors?
It's increasing every day, so I'm really surprised by the amount of traffic that we are getting at this stage.
That's fantastic. Okay, so pixiedots.co.za. When you said animal products, how do you mean?
Collars.
Oh, for pets.
Kennels.
Okay, I just needed to check that we weren't selling bits of animals.
No,
okay.
No.
Okay, cool.
Not yet.
No.
Not legal.
That's hilarious. Okay, so anyone who would like to advertise anything legal can go to pixiedots.co.za. How big would you say your audience is in terms of sort of unique viewers every month? And
So we saw very new. Lockdown's been over 4 months, or the level 4 lockdown. So, like I said, it's climbing every day. At this stage, we have 5,000 a week.
Cool, that's big.
So that's, you know, it's slowly but surely coming to a point where we would like it to be huge, and hopefully the whole of the northern suburbs can be involved.
That's wonderful, and especially in terms of localization and focus of the client base.
Yes.
Do you deliver products, or do when people make the purchase, do they just go and pick up?
So a lot of our clients have a pickup option, and then for the client who doesn't stay very local, there's obviously career options too.
Well, this is a fantastic initiative. Thank you so much, Lisa, for telling us about it. And good on you on supporting the neighborhood and getting something going under lockdown that's also, you know, very safe, you know, from a health perspective.
Yes. And should we go back to a level that you mentioned earlier, like where we closed our suburbs? This is the perfect way to support your local community.
Absolutely. Pixiedots.co.za is founded by Lisa Testa, who has just been joining me now. Thank you so much, Lisa.